With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The administration says it held productive and constructive weekend talks about ending the war in Ukraine.
That was the assessment from White House envoy Steve Witkoff, who met in Florida with Ukrainian and European representatives to end the nearly four-year war. Ukraine's president also pointed to progress, saying all sides were moving quickly. Although just last week, President Zelensky said he didn't think Russia's Vladimir Putin wants peace. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The administration is pausing leases for five large-scale offshore wind projects under construction on the East Coast. That's due to what it said were national security concerns identified by the Pentagon. The pause is effective immediately and will give the Interior Department, which oversees offshore wind, time to work with the Defense Department and other agencies. This is SRN News.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
You might find it's been less painful to check on your retirement savings in the past 11 months or so.
The average 401k fell more than 15% under Biden after you adjust for inflation. So basically, savers just got absolutely crushed. A lot of that had to do with how dismal the bond market performance was. Under Trump, that has completely reversed, and almost all of those losses have actually been recouped now, which is really, really great news.
The Heritage Foundation's E.J. Antoni talking with the Salem Radio Network. Northern California is being swamped by torrential rains. One person has died in flood-ravaged Redding, California. Southern California expected to be hit in a few days. On Wall Street, the Dow up 138. This is SRN News. New report on how parents are raising their kids.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that 43% of moms and dads in this country take their children to church at least once a month. 56% of parents also say they talk about faith with their kids on a regular basis. About one in five couples tell Pew they're raising their youngsters in a, quote, very religious household, and another 34% say their home is, quote, somewhat religious. Michael Harrington reporting.
Young women have grown emboldened in their conservative beliefs. They attended the annual conference held by Turning Point USA in large numbers over the weekend. The organization was founded by Charlie Kirk, who was assassinated in September. The women don't want to apologize for their traditional views on faith, marriage, and family, and they draw inspiration from Kirk's widow, Erica Kirk, who now leads the political juggernaut that helped return President Trump to the White House. This is SRN News.
Here's Rich Thomason with the midday Wall Street Business Report.
Shares of computer chip makers and related companies are benefiting from the artificial intelligence boom. Semiconductor maker Tokyo Electron jumped 6.3%. Financial companies and exporters saw gains in their stock after the Bank of Japan raised its key policy rate on Friday to its highest level in three decades. Instacart is ending an experiment where customers saw different prices for the same product ordered at the same time from the same store. The program was designed to help retailers learn more about what kinds of prices customers were willing to pay for items. NATO intelligence services believe that Russia is developing a weapon to target Elon Musk's Starlink satellites. The weapon could release pellets to disable multiple satellites. I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.